So Nation comes calling, and you get the offer finally. Mm-hmm. You are at Nation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I joined Nation in March 2006. Mm-hmm. It was an interesting offer because those days at Nation, they would give you a contract and that says you retire at 60. So yeah, I was 25 years old. So I was like, wow, for the next 35 years, I'm set. I have a job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we went through the Easy FM was part of the radio. Yeah. Radio department was part of the Nation Broadcasting Division. There are different divisions. I think. Yeah. There's a newspaper division.
Marketing.
There was, of course, circulation. But then there was broadcasting, mm-hmm. which was more or less like the new one. Mm-hmm. Because broadcasting, if you remember, you worked at Nation. You know.
Yeah, I did.
You worked at Nation.
Yeah, yeah.
In 1999, when they started the broadcast.
When they started radio.
They started radio?
Yeah, I'll tell my story someday.
Yeah.
I knocked on the door slightly before they launched Nation FM.
Yeah, Nation
FM. So I was there to see the birth of Nation FM on October 19th, 1999.
Uh-huh.
And then also for the birth of Nation TV.
Yeah.
The year after. And for both radio and TV, I did some of the very initial shows.
So you are, I'm not telling you anything new, but audience.
But yeah, we need to tell the story.
Yeah, so yeah, it was part of Nation Broadcasting Division. Mm-hmm. So, of course, now, yeah, one unit in terms of NBD,
Nation Broadcasting Division,
but now you have the radio side,
yeah.
which was very small. Yeah. We're like, goodness, I think we're like just, of course, they have the presenters, you know, Kina Sheila Mwanyiga.
Yeah.
Munene Nyaga, Shiro Mururi came later. Yeah. Those Bernard Otieno when I was there. Yeah. He actually used to do the sports and I'll do the news.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of sports from him. In fact, my love for sports, I'm very big on sports, started at Nation. Because I had to do this, read some of, like when he would be running late to tell me, Sheila, just go and read the sports story for me after you do the news.
Yeah.
So when I started reading the sports, I'd get so excited and I'd, you know, put that energy and move. And in fact, some people told me, you look like you understand. I was so green on sports.
Yeah.
Some of those names I didn't even know how to pronounce.
The names are usually the hardest in sports.
There was this footballer called Solskjaer.
Exactly.
And this Man United coach that has just been fired.
Yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't even pronounce his name. So
the names are the hardest part of sports.
So I used to have to actually get like before I do news.
Yeah.
Actually, for all the names, even just any international names, I would actually go to someone who I think would know and start asking, Ina, how do you pronounce this one?
Yeah. Now it's much easier because there's the
there's Google and there's Google Pronounce.
Yeah, Google Pronounce. Yes. You just click and you pronounce after.
So much easier. So easy now.
So much easier. My goodness, it's a walkover for anyone.
If you could roll back and have all this technology and innovation.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd be very fine if we had those things then, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So at Nation I was doing, as I said, I was taken in as presenter.
Right.
Come reporter.
Yeah.
So the presenters, mm-hmm. and then we had the news side.
Right.
The news team was so small, and you were expected to do news from 6 a.m. until 8 a.m. So those are like 14 hours of news.
Yeah.
And we're like just the editor. My editor then was Nyambura Githongo.
Yes.
Myself, and we had one reporter.
Yeah.
Later on, we got another news presenter.
Yeah.
And then the other fill-in presenters, news presenters, were from NTV.
Oh, from TV.
Yeah, so we'd have the likes of Sophie Kenye and like Tom Boyer, who were just anchors when they were not anchoring on TV on the weeks, because they do weekly shifts. So on the week they're not anchoring TV,
they're bringing in.
They would come in to help us on radio.
Yeah.
But then now, for me, who was now fully an Easy FM news presenter, come reporter, even if I'm not presenting, I'm back there researching, writing the scripts, because for them now you just give them the scripts to go read.
Yeah.
Sometimes going to the field, because we only had one reporter.
Yeah.
But we also had a
carrying a recorder, recording box pops.
Exactly, those things. Nowadays I just see them doing on the phone. because those recorders were even hard to find.
Yeah.
And then also, because again we didn't have such a large news team and production, we would also rely a lot on NTV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'd get a lot of the news feeds from them. No, footage in terms of the audio clips.
Audio clips.
Yeah. So there's a lot of work, production work you do at the back end.
Yeah.
So getting the scripts, yeah. like you'd get the scripts from yeah. what is NTV reporting now, exactly. get some of the scripts mm. and do the stories, because mm. Radio Now is just about it. But we also had to write it in a radio language mm. because mm. the TV language is not the same different. As radio, because yeah. TV, you can see the pictures.
Yeah.
Radio is purely audio. Yeah. You're so reading you a story.
You have to, a little
yes,
bit
exactly. You yeah. have to do it differently. Mm. And then Easy FM was not a news station per se. Mm. It was an entertainment station. Mm. So news was like secondary. So that news you're going to do is like for 2 minutes. That's so you have to make it short, easy. Short and quick, yeah. easy. Yeah, so even the news is
it
easy.
Wasn't Nation FM.
Yeah, it wasn't Nation FM yeah. where you worked.
Yeah,
where,
it was the heartbeat of the nation.
Yes, yeah. This was Easy in FM, the home of
the
city. Yes,
sound of the city. I think
sound
that's
of the city. Yes. Yeah. So it was about the music, yeah. the easy music.
Yeah.
And about the, you know, of course, now the entertainment yeah, aspects of yeah, it. So news yeah. was not such an emphasis.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'd get the news mm. from the newspaper. Mm. We had, of course, a unified mm. news system mm. where you'd get what the stories that have been filed, but then now you have to rewrite. So mm-hmm. I was doing a lot of rewriting, mm. editing and things like that. Mm. Mm. So yeah, I did that. So that was in 2006. Mm. So and as I mentioned earlier, I started doing sports as well.
Right.
And yeah, I got so keen on sports. Mm. Back and now I started, yeah, now the all this, I got my own English team that I was supporting because I would read all these sports news. I got yeah. so interested.
Which became your team?
Chelsea. I'm still a Chelsea fan.
Our editor will throw stones at you.
Najol, I know which team you support.
You can tell.
I can tell. We'll fight after this. So I got so keen. One of the things I remember, I really became so big on mm. sports. Like, mm. yeah, I became a really big sports fanatic because mm. For me, it was hard to read things I don't understand. Mm. It was very hard for me because mm. I'm an experiential person. Mm. I can't go take the mic, yeah. read news,
yeah.
and I have no idea what I'm reading. Yeah. I have to understand.
Yeah.
So that's why I became so big on sports mm. and also on politics, because mm-hmm. a lot of the news was about politics, mm. especially 2006 was just like this year we are having now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like 2021, 2022. Yeah. It was pre-election. Yeah. It was a very contested election, if you remember 2007.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of politics mm. and I got the opportunity to cover a lot of the mm. political news. Mm. And so I got, of course, interested in the politics. Mm-hmm. And the governance mm. stuff, because mm. there's a lot of things happening. Mm. Then you remember 2006 was just a year after the referendum.
Right.
You know, where
right.
the no
after the 2005
yeah,
referendum.
No had carried the day. Yeah. And then yeah. there were all these talks, how yeah. do we revive the constitution discussion. Mm. Mm-hmm. So there are all these debates around governance mm-hmm. and everything. Mm. So I got so interested because a lot of the mm. events I would really also volunteer sometimes to cover, would be mm. interested, would mm. be those governance related mm. things, like mm-hmm. maybe things to do with, you know, and NGOs are launching a report mm. or they're having a press conference on governance or mm. human rights issues, mm. But related to the elections. Mm. So I became so interested in mm. that, mm. you know. So then elections happen. Hey, of course, that was a very, very, very extremely difficult year, especially in the newsroom.
Mm.
Yeah, because
you're at the heart of it. How does it look like being in a newsroom, during elections?